The Eagle River Historical Society is devoted to preserving the history of the Northwoods. The organization operates museums and has developed programming for students at local schools. Joining me today is Karen Saylor. She's the Historical Society's president. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Erin.
Well, let's start by talking a little bit about Eagle River history. What do you think residents or visitors should know about the city's background?
We're in the, as opposed to the history of the East Coast of the United States, pretty young up here. Eagle River is officially recognized as having started, although not being incorporated, in 1857. That's when the very first people came here looking largely for timber. One of our first economic enterprises in the North Woods. It didn't take long until the word got out that we had beautiful water, fresh air, lots of game, and our first tourists started to come here for those specific reasons. They're still coming, of course. And immediately, they became an industry and put, you know, providing room and board. The American plan became very popular, and our first guests used to arrive by train and be taken out to their accommodations by boat. Nowadays, of course, we have cars and roads, but in those days, that was the best way to arrive.
Interesting, and I bet guests can learn a lot more about all that history at the museums that you operate.
Yes, we have two museums in Eagle River. We have what we call a boutique museum in downtown Eagle River on Railroad Street in the former depot. That showcases the history of downtown businesses, our famous ice castles, and of course the railroad. Our main campus is on Highway 45 South, and it has a complete cycle beginning with pre-European contact of the social, cultural, and economic history of Eagle River. They are both open in the summer, but we are open year-round for private tours as well.
Okay, and I hear you're planning to open a historic ice cream parlor?
Yes, we're excited about that. We were very fortunate to be offered the building contents from the well-known Schlack's Ice Cream Parlor in Eagle River. We were able to select certain parts, and we are recreating in miniature an ice cream parlor in our depot museum. On select days, we will be offering the public root beer floats.
Oh, that sounds really special. And did you say there's also going to be an opportunity for a boat tour this summer?
Yes. We are just beginning this. It will be, no pun intended here, launched in midsummer, and will feature a tour on Catfish Lake. We hope to expand that as the years go by and offer a variety of tours, but this year promises to be exciting. We will be posting all of the details on our website where people can actually sign up for tickets for those.
Well, it sounds like there's a lot of opportunities to learn about Eagle River history this summer. And I know the COVID-19 pandemic isn't history yet, but, you know, hopefully it will be eventually. Can you tell us more about the COVID-19 journaling project?
Yes. The Eagle River Historical Society, like over 400 others in Wisconsin, is an affiliate of the Wisconsin State Historical Society. They began the journaling project very early on in the current crisis, and we decided to join them by asking our members and residents to informally track what they've been doing, challenges, how they feel, what's changed, what they miss, and that is an ongoing project. We are hoping to have some of those back, but after everything is settled, I'm sure. And at that time, we will start putting it together and hopefully in the future be looking back on this and be able to make some comments.
Yeah, what a neat way to be part of history as it's happening.
Indeed.
I've been speaking with Karen Saylor, the president of Eagle River's Historical Society. Thank you so much for your time, Karen.
It was my pleasure.